years ago, we have everybody go to the community gym and stand in line and fast and stand in line and have their blood drawn. And they may be in line for an hour or two before they actually got their blood drawn. And then they'd go home and get fed because they'd been in line for so long. And we thought maybe this way we would have the testing done in advance. There's no long lines. You don't have to miss out on all the great displays that are available at the health fair. So it's been like this for the last 10 years or so.
Now you can get lab testing done year round, right? But this is kind of an event that brings in the masses.
There's a lot of people that don't have insurance. They don't see that they need to go to the physician on a regular basis. Maybe they only go 3 or 4 years. They would like to know what's going on when, inside their body as well as how they feel on the outside. And so this is a great way to get a good price on lab work.
Is a discount from the regular price?
Yes, it's greatly discounted actually. And we do that as a community service.
Well, let's take a look at this list here. You have on the sheet of paper many options of testing that people can have. It looks like the general one that you can start with, like the base test, would be $45. And what does that include?
So that's a general chemistry and hematology panel. It looks at your electrolytes, your cholesterol, a little bit of your kidney function, and liver function tests. That's the chemistry part. And the hematology side is looking at your white blood cells and your red cells and checking for anemia, infection, and platelets, which are little tiny cells that aid in clotting. So if you get a cut in your, that's what causes that blood to stop flowing. So those are the two basic tests, and then there's add-ons.
Okay, and the add-ons here looks like you can be screened for prostate cancer, thyroid screening, diabetes, hepatitis C, HIV, and then vitamin D. What's that about?
So, well, let's start at the beginning. So, hemoglobin A1C is a test for diabetes, and it looks at your average glucose over a 3 month period. That's a test that diabetic physicians will look at to see how well in control you are over that time period versus a random or a single fasting glucose. So, it's a little bit deeper look at how you're doing in terms of your glucose management. The TSH is a thyroid test, and the recommendation is that everyone should get screened for thyroid abnormalities. It's actually quite prevalent, and sometimes it's just a matter of adjusting some medications for that. Hepatitis C and HIV, we offered Hep C last health fair, and it was a great service. I think we did about 200 Hep C studies that they all went to the state lab in Fairbanks. They do those tests. And the Fairbanks lab offered to do the HIV testing also. So we're offering both of those tests. And the prostate specific antigen is recommended for men over 50, but we, for health fair, if you're over 40 and you'd like to have it done. Prostate test is a little controversial. The frequency of being screened for prostate cancer using a blood test may not be the best way. There's also the component of having your physician do an exam. So that's something that men will have to research and decide whether or not they want to have that done. Vitamin D is a vitamin that is important in bone and cell and all kinds of things in your body. And we in Southeast Alaska have little exposure to vitamin D by way of the sun. So you need to have good sun exposure every day. Arms and legs, 15 minutes or so, I think is what I've read. So, we're not going to see that here. You can add it to your diet by foods, certain foods that have a lot of vitamin D, and of course, adding a vitamin tablet to your intake.
So that test will tell you if you're at a good level or if you need some more.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
All right, and I noticed here it says 12 hours fasting required. Is that for all tests?
Yes, it is. Everybody's going to have the health fair panel, which requires fasting.
Okay, and then in terms of scheduling appointments to get your blood drawn, last time there were lots of opportunities for people to come in.
We do have a lot of opportunities. Almost every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in March, except for spring break. We took spring break off kind of just to make sure that we had adequate supplies to carry us through the rest. So it's every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in March. It's downstairs at the Dorothy Engel Conference Room here at the hospital, and it's on the Fram Street side of the hospital.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that people should know?
I do want to talk about Patient Portal, and this is really different this year. The access of lab results in the past, we've printed up a copy and put an envelope with your name on it, and then you go to the health fair to pick up results. We're not doing that this year because everything is going into Patient Portal. So what that means is you can go to the website for the hospital and get information about logging into your own medical record online, and you can look at your own lab results.